With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, and we got a 3-game slate tomorrow. On this slate, we got two potential MVP facing off against each other. We got potentially the best team in the WNBA playing a up-and-coming team, to put it nicely, in the WNBA. And of course, we got the team to beat the Aces playing against the Mystics. But before we get into this, I want to remind you that Sport Ethos has partnered with BetOnline, which is your number one source for NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of over 150 slot games. So head on over to the website to get in on the action. And don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Remember, BetOnline is where the game starts. Last time I was on the pod on Tuesday, I had a couple props I was a big fan of going into the night. One of the props was Kelsey Plum over 2.5 or 3.5 three-pointers. And she was able to soar over that, ended the game with 7 three-pointers made. But unfortunately, the Aces was not able to overcome the performance that Kalia Cooper was able to put on that night. The second prop I was pretty high on was Ariel Atkins going over 17 or 18.5 points. Unfortunately, she had the field goal attempts, but she was only able to finish with 9 points that night. Had one of her most inefficient games of her career. But we got to bounce back from that. Later on that night, I had some interest in the Hamby points to rebound prop. Believe that was around 28, 29 points of rebounds. And she started off slow. But she was able to score 16 points in the second half to go above and beyond that 28, 29 points of rebound prop. Going into this slate, we have, as I mentioned, two MVP candidates playing against each other in this Lynx and Sun matchup. Right now, the game total is at 162.5, and the Suns are favored to win by 6.5. When it comes to the spin-ups, you do have Thomas on the Connecticut side at 11.5. The ownership should be a little bit lower than what we've seen her at in the past week. I believe she should have anywhere from 25, possibly 30% ownership. Shouldn't hit the 40 mark on this slate. Then, when it comes to other spots you can spend on the Sun side, you really just have two options you can go. Ranger Branham missed the last game due to a concussion. If she comes back, she will be pretty chalky due to her 4-7 price tag. Definitely a scoring dependent player. So it shouldn't be something you should be afraid to fade. But she's definitely going to be one route you can use in order to get a lot of the spend ups in your lineup in order to create a Stars and Scrubs build. If she's in or out, Harris will be another option I would like out of as a GPP or a cash game play. She sits 4, but if Branham is out, her ownership should be pretty high, around 15, 18%. But if Branham is playing, she's definitely going to generate into a great pivot option at 6-4, who can get you 15 to 18 actual points. When it comes to the ancillary stats, you won't get much from her, but she should be able to get you a ceiling of around 25 fantasy points and should get you the ownership boost if Branham underperforms. On the Minnesota side, we got Nafisa Collier at 11-8 in a great spot. And I love her when it comes to her props. If her points prop come in at 22.5, I'm definitely going to be playing over on that. Going to lock it in. But unfortunately, I don't have too much interest in her in GPPs. If you're playing cash games, I don't mind plugging her in, running a game stack with the Lynx in the Sun. Have her in AT, but alone, solo, on a GPP slate, I don't see myself going that route. Minnesota only have 2 players I'm looking at in my GPP or my cash game builds. Both of them do have a little bit of revenge narrative, but I'm more of a fan of them due to their usage rate when they're on the floor. And that's Courtney Williams and Natasha Heatman. Courtney is 9-3 on this slate. And her assisted rebound rate is what got me interested. When it comes to her points, I don't see her scoring too much. Might be able to get to the line a couple times, but definitely don't see her going over that 9.5 point mark. But when it comes to rebounds and assists, I could see her getting over 11.5 in this spot. Ownership-wise, she should be around 20%. But Natasha Heatman at 5'8", definitely a great GPP pivot. Usage rate when she's on the floor without Williams is actually 21% so far this season. I know it's a 2-game sample size, but that's something I enjoy seeing when she's out there. Her assist rate, again, 2-game sample size is the highest on the team. But unlike Williams, she don't really have the rebound rate. So you're really hoping for a 10.7 assist game out of her. But at 5'8", that's something you can live with and can actually help you spend up on different routes on this slate. Moving on to the Sky Liberty game. Right now, it's the highest game on the slate at 166.5. But the spread is 15.5. On the Sky side, if I see Angel Reese points and rebounds at 19.5, 20.5, I hate to do it, but I would need to play the under on it. If I see Elizabeth Williams points and rebounds around 19.5, 20.5, I would need to consider taking the under on that as well. I really don't like this matchup for the Chicago Bigs going to New York. But the bright side, Harrison should be able to play in this game. And if the Bigs get into some foul trouble, and potentially Diamonds the Shields will be out. Right now, she's questionable. Harrison is 3-1. Even if she has a minute restriction of 15 to 18 minutes, on this slate, she will be pretty chalky and has the potential to get you a fantasy point per minute. So for 3-1, if she's playing, I definitely will need to plug her in GPPs and possibly cash games if we get a confirmed minutes restriction on her. Outside of that, Marina Mabry for 9-9 is definitely somebody who's in a great spot. Should be able to get you 3 or 4 3-pointers in this spot. And anywhere from 11.5 to 13.5 rebounds and assists. If Diamonds the Shield's out.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Evans, Dana Evans, is 7-7, and she might be pretty chalky on this slate if you're not going for a stars and scrubs route. But she's probably going to be the second highest under 6K, 8K range play on this slate if the Shields is out. Now on the New York side, I really just have interest in two players, which is Breonna Stewart and Jonquel Jones. Stewie is at 10-9 on this slate. Jones is at 10-3. And GPPs, I will have more interest in Jones. If I'm running a cash game lineup, I will have more interest in Stewie. When it comes to Jones props, if you see her points and rebounds at 27 to 29, points to rebounds, I will definitely love the over on that. I see a double-double, possibly a 18 and 12 double-double out of her in this spot, especially if she's able to get you 28, 32 minutes. Going on to the last game of the slate, we got the Mystics traveling to Arizona to play the Mercury. Right now, the game total is at 162.5, and the spread is at 6.5. The Mystics will be without Brittany Sykes again, and more than likely without Shakira Austin. Ever since she had that surgery, they're playing it very safe with her and her minutes. So don't be surprised if she's going to be out of this game for rest, which leave us with three pretty interesting options that can get minutes at the forward position, and Dolson, Edwards, and Hines Allen. Dolson probably will be the safest. So if you need a cash game pick, you should plug her in for 7K. Edwards, Ben's showing us a pretty great upside. But for 6'9", I don't see too many people going that route, especially on this slate. Hines Allen had too much interest, but in GPPs, I don't mind running one line with her. On the Washington side, Atkins and Van Lu will probably be the routes that I'm going to be looking at attacking on this slate with or without Austin news. In this spot, I know Atkins underperformed in her last matchup, but I really don't see how she won't be able to go over that 17.5, 18.5 mark against the Mercury and the lineup that they're going to be running at her in this matchup. Van Lu, I can understand why people will go that route. She sits eight, have a potential to be in a somewhat competitive game, and if her shot is falling, she should have a pretty safe floor. But I probably won't go there personally. But if you're playing cash games, it's worth a shot or two for Sitsape. On the Phoenix side, we got Kalia Cooper, the Mrs. I'm going to have a 40-point game soon, Kalia Cooper, at 10-5. I do believe she will be extremely chalky, especially going up against the Mystics. Will she crack the 40% mark? I'm not sure, since there are great spins up in this spot, but I do believe the scoring streak should continue for Kalia Cooper. But unfortunately, I'm not going to be going there when it comes to GPP. Natasha Cloud has a revenge game against the Mystics for the first time in her career. She's 9-2. And this is probably going to be one of the closest games that we could see Cloud in a potential triple-double spot. Again, for 9-2, her ownership should be around 15%. But she does have an upside of 60 DraftKings points. So in GPPs, I'm definitely going to be plugging in Cloud. Probably won't go that way in cash game builds. Cooper will probably be the safer option. My last fill-in for GPPs, possibly cash as well, is Natasha back. I probably won't play her and Cloud in the same lineup, since I'm hoping that Matt underperforms on the rebounds, because right now she had one of the better rebound rates in the WNBA in the first week. Her assist rate isn't too bad as well. I believe she have a 30% assist rate or a 28% assist rate. But when it comes to her scoring ability, it's just not there. So if you're able to have a book where her points are at 6.5 or 5.5, I don't mind running a line or two with the under in that. Outside of that, these are all the plays that I'm looking at on this slate, unless more news break. And if you don't have it, SmartDethos does have a DFS pass where all the experts are giving you plays, props, news, fantasy advice all throughout the day. So look into that, join up for that. And other than that, if you want to get in contact with me, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. I'm always willing to talk about all levels of basketball. We got the EuroLeague Final Four starting on Friday. We got LNB playoffs, ACB playoffs, NBA playoffs, and of course, this great WNBA season. Outside of that, Hopefully you win all your props, cash out, and take down your slates. Later.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Don't just ride the index. Seek to outperform it with FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF. Unlike passive ETFs, FELC is run by a team of experts to adapt to market conditions and pursue upside potential wherever it's hiding. And while you get the potential outperformance of an actively managed fund, you can still buy and sell it on your terms, just like any other ETF. Discover FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF, part of Fidelity's suite of active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/FELC. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or, if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.